All right. Folks are on hold. We're ready there. You are dumb. You're ready there. Kimmy, do we have our post?
We sure do.
Let's do this thing.
Just letting you all know now, if another pool toy blows into my yard,
shut up!
I'm popping it and it's going straight to the garbage.
You're such a prick, man. Why does that make you laugh?
I don't give a crap how mean and cranky you think I am. I'm not alone in this. This has been an ongoing problem in our neighborhood this summer, and I'm sick of tracking down the owners every time it happens. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I know you're all spoiling your kids, because if I leave these things in my yard, no one comes looking for it. Parents just buy them new ones. I'm not targeting one family in particular, because I know it's coming from all directions. Places like Walmart and Amazon are making such cheap, trashy outdoor products these days, no one feels the need to chase down a $5 purchase.
Not like these quality pool wraps from back in the day. American-made quality pool wraps.
Yes.
It's not about the money. It's about taking care of your possessions. Apparently, parents aren't teaching that because they themselves are guilty of being reckless with their things. Take care of your stuff or it's going in the trash where it belongs.
This is tough.
No, it's not at all, man.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
Well, see, you're not a pool guy.
Oh, my God.
You're not. You didn't grow up a pool.
No, I did have a pool growing up.
That was not a pool.
It was a pool. Did you have a pool growing up?
Yeah.
No, you didn't?
Yes, we did.
Oh, no, did you?
Yeah.
Are you a pool?
Yeah, it was called the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, shut up, you bitch.
Well, yeah, when you live surfside.
I love how spoiled Brighto and everything doesn't have pool, realizes I had pool growing up, and he gets all bitchy. And it was a good pool for 2 years till it turned green because my dad stopped putting stuff in it.
It was a very good pool.
What are you thinking?
So, first of all, the toys are blowing out of the pool and into somebody's yard.
Yes.
That would suggest an above-ground pool. That rather than an in-ground pool.
Pool math, Pat. Yeah. Pool math. Yeah.
So that's an above-ground pool.
Okay.
And this guy is willing to pull a blade on a little inflatable dinosaur.
Blade, he says.
He's going to pull a blade on a little dinosaur. This little Timmy doesn't get to play with his little dinosaur anymore.
Well, Timmy didn't come looking for it, according
all
to
right.
this guy.
So where do we have a blade pulling, deflating, out-of-control neighbor living next door to an above-ground, crap-ass pool?
Where is that?
Oh, I know where it is.
Where is it?
This is ground zero for this kind of crap.
Where?
This is Chai, Why You Lie.
First of all, I would argue there are more. Are you doing the jail right now?
I'd like to make I'm going to put a point on my wizard. First of all,
I'm writing down your picks so you can't change it, you stupid bitch.
So Chai, Why You Lie.
I would argue that Chai Lai has more in-ground pools than above-ground pools.
When?
Bro, I'm telling you, man. Chai Lai has much higher in real estate than
those,
you believe.
Those, if you have a built-in pool.
Mm-hmm. You mean an in-ground pool? Built-in pool?
That's a built-in pool.
As opposed to those built-out pools.
That pool is 50 years old, and you ain't used it in 30 years.
Okay, but that's a moot point because you're wrong anyway. Right. Because you didn't listen like I tell you to listen.
I totally listen.
There's a little thing this man said. He said that's coming from all directions,
mm-hmm.
which means this is a neighborhood that has multiple pools.
Yeah,
and
they're cheap.
Pools are cheap?
Yeah, those slap-ass ones you put up, you get at Walmart.
Are you
those soft-sided, like, kiddie pools?
You wouldn't be able to put rafts that would blow away in those pools. See, that's what you didn't
do.
You can
raft
up. I tell you every week, listen.
Man, you don't know pool, ass.
Listen, I know pool.
You live next to a high-end pool.
But that's what I mean. I have one pool in my neighborhood. Mm. One. This is a place that has multiple pools. So this ain't West Side. This is high end, buddy. The question is, which East Side town has the most pool?
You are going to be so far from this pick.
I got it.
Of course you do.
I got it. They whining in Fairport.
Brother, the only star you got, you're sitting on.
Yeah, how long have you been hanging on to that gem? No, it's very simple.
Give me like.
Because it came out of nowhere and it didn't make any sense.
Because you know, you've been waiting to
say
that.
That's what I mean. Like,
and this is the time you chose to say.
30 years of radio.
I can't wait.
No promotions.
Sitting on a star.
He's got timing down. Fairport's got a lot of pools in the neighborhood.
It ain't Fairport,
it's Fairport.
Man.
It's absolutely Fairport.
Fairport does not have a lot of built-in pools.
And
brother.
Fairport's got a ton of cranky people that have lived in that place all the time, where it didn't used to be a high-end joint, didn't used to be a high-end town, and now there's, well, you appreciate what you had like I did when you were.
So there's a couple of things. You cannot have an above-ground pool in Fairport.
These are in-ground pools.
Okay, because you know you can't.
Shut
all.
Up, you can, but no. These are in-ground pools. Shut
you
up.
Can't. And did you know there are no left-handed people in Fairport?
252-WCMF, 252-9263. There is one rule and one rule.
What's that?
You get to pick one town and one town.
Hey.
If you are on hold and you hear people in front of you say the town you were going to pick, you got two options. Mm. Either hang up the phone, try again next week. We will not be mad. No big deal. Or pick a different town. Because if we pick up the phone and you say, I was going to say, you have been disqualified and the commissioner has all final say. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's kick it off with a lady today.
Oh, a lady picker.
Yep. Christine is on CMF. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm going to go with the really popular one and say Greece.
Why Greece?
Well, first of all, Greece is above ground pools. In ground pools, you got to have fences. So the chances of them flying are kind of like, it's above ground.
Pool logic.
I think the pool logic is flawed, Christine, and here's why. All it takes, you can even, if it hits the fence, the wind can still keep pushing it up over the fence. I think you guys are overplaying your above ground pool hand.
No, because a lot of the fences are so old, they pop them before they even fly out.
Ooh.
And you've got pool upon pool upon pool in each yard. You got the cranky neighbor in the middle.
The pools.
And Greece has a lot of open backyards. Your picks have more gated yards.
Okay, but here's your flaw again. Christine. You can't have an open backyard with a pool. You got to have the fence there. It's state law.
Well, she's saying that for in-ground pools, not
above ground. But we've already established that she's wrong about the above ground pool, just like Tommy's wrong about the above. Christine, you seem like a really nice woman. You just dumb when it comes to pool logic.
There's people there that have like Olympic-sized above ground pool.
Yeah, is that true? Hey, idiot, the pool at the Olympics was an Olympic-sized above ground pool.
That's how busted they were.
Yeah. But if you drive through Greece, you'll notice people only have gates around their decks. They don't have the gates all the way around their pool, so you can pool hop in.
Look, I mean, Christine, look, we can argue all day. The fact of the matter is you're wrong, and that was a dumb
pick.
But we do appreciate it. Thank you for the call, Christine. 252-WCMF.
No, you're wrong.
252-9263. Well, she's West Side. We're doing a West Side thing. It's what
okay.
we do. Let's talk to Paul. Paul, where are they whining, buddy?
All right. I'm going to say gates.
Why gates?
Well, the guy who wants to pull a blade and stab the pool float, I think he kind of sounds like my old neighbor because that used to happen a lot. He would yell at us for our pool floats flying over, but
he pulled a blade on Barney.
I don't know, kind of gives it away saying that they're going to spoil their kids with pool floats.
Okay, but here's the thing, Paul, you sounded like that wasn't the first choice, like you were like scrambling. Was there another town you were going to pick?
Nope.
Paul, you can't get me, Paul, for Gates, buddy. Have a good rest of you. You can't get me.
You never get me, Shay.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Marty. Marty, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to say Webster.
Why Webster?
Well, there's a good mix of, you know, people that are not too wealthy, and then there's people that are wealthy, not to mention a lot of people have above-ground pools, a lot of people have in-ground pools.
Okay, what is that?
It's a mix of pools. It's a mixed pool town.
All right, we got you for Webster, Marty. Thank you for the call. Marty, you're killing me. Your phone's killing me. 252-WCMF. That was the stupidest. What is that? You got pools, you got no. Sometimes you get a pool here, other times you get a pool there.
You can have a pool and then another pool.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Cody. Cody, where are they whining, buddy?
They are whining.
Oh,
Star
it's this Rock. Guy. I hate this guy so much. Cody, I'm sorry. You were saying.
Charlotte.
Charlotte?
Yes. They are whining in Charlotte.
I never think of Charlotte as a pool town.
Well, because they have the biggest pool in Rochester.
True.
Lake Ontario.
Yeah.
They do have the biggest pool in Rochester, but Lake Ontario is absolutely disgusting. I would know. I live on Lake Ontario.
Okay. It was actually nice till you got
Charlotte.
There, Cody.
And here's the other thing. So Charlotte does have a lot of pools, but they're on the shore of Lake Ontario. They have a lot of wind.
Oh, he's factoring in pool bath with wind bath.
All right. Not bad. That's not a bad
everybody's
take.
Everybody's talking about, you know, pool this, pool that, you know, stabby person here, stabby person there. Nobody's factored in the wind yet.
Okay. All right. So using wind, likeliness of stab, and amount of pool, you have determined, Cody, with your nerd-ass voice, mathematically, that it is Charlotte.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just like the theory of relativity that we were discussing about a week ago. Yeah, it's the relativity between the water and the pool floaties and the wind.
Okay, great. Cody, go annoy somebody else, but thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. Bye, Cody. I want to like Cody. I want to like Cody.
With his summer wind.
Okay, so I got bad news for you, bro.
What?
Well, you know, there's one bad sign that shows up when we're doing Where They Whine.
Mm-hmm, yes.
When we start bunching.
Mm-hmm.
And of the six picks we have, 80% of them are on the west side.
Okay. Well, it has a...
In fact, 90% of them, outside of my pick, are the west side.
Well, it's got a west side vibe.
Does it? Oh, yeah. And that's what everyone else thinks. And when that happens, bad things happen. Okay. 252-WCMF-252-9263. Let's rip off a couple more before we get Kimmy on the reread here. Let's talk to Barbara. Barbara, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Henrietta.
Ooh. That's a sleeper pick. Why Henrietta?
Well, it's very windy in Henrietta.
It is the windiest town. It is the windiest town in Rochester. I agree.
Also, if Gene Hackman was to come and live in Rochester, he would probably move to Henrietta. And like his character, Popeye Doyle in French Connection, would pull out a switchblade and dice it up.
You did this. Don't look at me. Don't you give me the annoying face. You did all of this with your Gene Hackman knob job you did about an hour ago. Knob and Gene.
You could do worse for a knob.
Barbara, thanks for the call. Yeah, but you're knobbing like 94-year-old Gene Hackman coming out of the 7-Eleven with his Slurpee. And don't act like you haven't seen the pictures in the Post, because I've been seeing the same stories.
I know. He looks good for 94.
All right, 252-WCMF. Everyone sit tight for 1 sec. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the people that are just joining us? Thank you.
Just letting you all know now, if another pool toy blows into my yard, I'm popping it and it's going straight to the garbage. I don't give a crap how mean and cranky you think I am. I am not alone in this. There's been an ongoing...
Can I stop? Important question.
Yeah.
Was crap the quote or did you have to change that word to make it really...
No, I had to change it.
Damn.
This has been an ongoing problem in our neighborhood this summer. I'm sick of tracking down the owners every time it happens. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I know you're all spoiling your kids because if I leave these things in my yard, no one comes looking for it. Parents just buy them new ones. I'm not targeting one family in particular because it's coming from all directions. Places like Walmart and Amazon are making such cheap, trashy outdoor products these days. No one feels the need to chase down a $5 purchase. It's not about the money. It's about taking care of your possessions. Apparently, parents aren't teaching that because they themselves are guilty of being reckless with their things. Take care of your stuff or it's going in the trash where it belongs.
252-WCMF 252-9263. Tommy is in Chi-Lai. I am in Fairport. Christine is in Greece. Paul is in Gates. Marty is in Webster. Cody is in Charlotte. Barbara is in Henrietta. Here's how I know this is East Side.
What is that?
No more Mr. Nice Guy. If we're going to give credit to the West Side for one thing, when they threaten you, they're much more creative.
Okay. Right.
No more Mr. Nice Guy is what, like, a guy that works an office job who's in his 60s who thinks he's tough because he watched Goodfellas one time. Yeah. Yeah, you know what? You know what? No more Mr. Nice Guy. No, I warned you. I warned you. No more. Like, right. It should say, welcome to Fairport. No more Mr. Nice Guy. 252-WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Neil. Hey, Neil. Where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, Buffy. Tommy's onto something here. Definitely above ground pools, and I think this might have been my neighbor who wrote the letter.
Okay.
I'm thinking I'm going to go Hilton.
Hilton? Country pool.
I'm going Hilton because, you know, near the lake, very windy, a lot of above ground pools and neighborhoods over in the Forest Glen area.
Okay.
And Duffy and WCMF will see in your inbox a picture of my above ground pool that just collapsed on Saturday. So very timely.
Oh,
over in a storm.
Man, you're calling your neighborhood.
Yeah, and it's time to make the decision to get rid of the ghetto above ground or spend $100,000 on an in-ground, as Tommy calls it.
What's a new above ground pool cost?
Great question. That's actually what they say is the most efficient and least expensive fix is to just put up the exact same size pool. It's a 24-footer, probably like $7,000.
Is it worth $7,000, Tommy? Above ground pool, $7,000?
But it's another $7,000 to spend.
I understand.
To replace the pool.
But you clearly see Neil's problem. If he doesn't do that, he is now poolless, and how will he live?
But you know what? Chlorine's expensive. It's a pain, you know, to take care of. I inherited it with the house. And a bag of grass seed is a lot less than $7,000, right?
Go seed.
I'm with
Go seed.
Neil, we got you for help, buddy. T-shirt. Thanks for the call. Of the pro. You would sell a fortune's worth of Go Seed t-shirts to old men. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, where are they whining?
Well, first of all, guys, I think you're off all base on above-ground pool and in-ground pools. Are you there?
Yeah, I was listening to your dynamite take. I can't wait to hear, Bob.
Yeah, we're getting sucked in.
Well, okay. Above ground pools, the thing to think about, in ground pools have fences. I think it's an above ground pool, but it's a kiddie pool because they said there were little floaty things. And with a small round pool that they put, you know, you put the hose down and off it goes, you fill it up.
Sure.
It's a small in-ground pool, but it's an above-ground pool, but it's a kiddie pool.
Hey, Bob, if anyone was having trouble trying to figure out how to put water in a kiddie pool, is there an email you want to give them where they can write to thank you for explaining that to them this morning?
Are you done?
No,
are you?
Again, wait a minute. Are you the guy that called last week that got all upset with me and then apologized? Is this the same guy?
Yes.
No.
Okay. Bob, you lie. Why are you lying, Bob?
It's different, Bobby. Bob.
All right,
Bob. Bob, where are they whining, buddy? Where are they whining?
Penfield, New York.
Penfield.
And after all that?
It's a kiddie pool. Forget the above-ground pools and fences and all that. It's a kiddie pool.
Yo. Pick sucks.
And here's the problem with your pick, Bob. Even kiddie pools in Penfield come with cabanas.
Oh, yeah.
So the floaties would get stuck in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's outdoor bars and a serving area.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Hey, Bob. Are you done?
Sir.
Are you done, Bob?
I'm done.
Are you done?
I'm
hey,
done.
Hey, no more Mr. Nice Guy. This is that guy. Bob, what town do you live in, buddy, if you don't mind me asking?
Penfield.
I knew it. There you go. Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. Is he not exactly the guy we were discussing? Are you done? No more Mr. Nice Guy.
He's the guy that wears boat shoes to work in an office.
You nailed it.
Yep.
You nailed
it. He's Boat Shoe Bob.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let's get as many as we can real quick. Ryan, where are they whining, buddy?
They're in Brighton.
Why Brighton?
Because the houses are close together and there's rich people there.
Are there a lot of pools in Brighton? I don't think Brighton and pools.
I never thought of it. No.
They're there.
Trust me.
You don't see it.
Hidden pools, he says. One of my favorite Springsteen songs. In a secret pool on 12 corners. Brian, thanks, buddy. 252 to me, CMF. Let's talk to Alex. Alex, where are they whining?
I think it's Pittsburgh.
Oh, it's Lady Alex. I'm sorry. All right. Why? You said Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I think it's Pittsburgh because it's rich people and it has like old retired people. And I feel like this is like some crotchety old person. And like, I feel like when they're mad, they make empty threats. So like, that just sounds like somebody who has a lot of money who thinks there'd be no consequences to like destroying somebody's property.
Well, but see, it does sound like they're
about it.
Now, remind me of the letter. Did it say they were going to pop or they've already bladed Barney?
It says letting you know if another pool
Ooh,
toy blows in my yard, I'm popping it.
She's
so it doesn't
really
say that
stuck a
they did pop it. It's
okay.
A
stuck
threat
a toy.
To
no,
her
she's
point.
Right. If this was West Side, that would already be a pop dinosaur. Yeah. There would already be dinosaur blood on that blade. Alex, that's a good catch, Alex. Alex, thank you for the call. I really appreciate it. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's end it the only way we know how.
Oh, yeah.
By making everyone that has called up to this point sound brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Good to hear from you, buddy.
Surprised me there for a sec. I'm going with the Pittsburgh of the West Side. I'm going with Spencerport because this just, I don't know why. You guys talk about Spencerport douchebags all the time. This sounds like a Spencerport douchebag, 100%.
Okay, hold on. I have to be clear. I did not say that people who live in Spencerport are douchebags. I said when you are a teenager and you go to Spencerport High School, for some reason, you become a giant douchebag. And eventually, eventually they grow up and they become great people. Okay. Because I know a lot of great people from Spencerport.
So you track them?
Yes.
From high school to adult.
Yes, I did.
And you've determined them.
You track the douche meter? Yeah.
Anybody that lives or has dealt with people in Spencerport, know I'm right. And even you folks in Spencerport, you get
mad at me.
I'm pretty
sure you called out some adults, though.
Well, you know. Eventually, yeah, there are still some.
You've had a few callers that are from Spencerport. I know it was a lady caller. She got a little douchey, but she checked her own self.
I assume she never graduated from high school.
I forget who it was, but I think there's still a little bit of douche in everybody from Spencerport where it shows from time to time. And this is one of those cases where you're showing a little bit of douchiness.
Okay.
I'm Colin Spencerport.
All right, we got you for Spencerport, Ben. Thank you for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. All right,
here we go.
You shouldn't be confident.
How do you know?
I just know.
I got three.
He was really confident right up front.
Can I be a 4-star general?
Shut up.
I'm getting close, brother.
Tommy's in Chi-Lai. I'm in Fairport. Mm. Christine is in Greece with her terrible pick running her mind. You're right. Paul's in Gates. Marty is in Webster. Cody is in Charlotte. And Cody seems like a nice guy, but we just can't like Cody for some reason. Yeah. Barbara's in Henrietta with a dynamite Gene Hackman drop. Neil is in Hilton, and he believes this could be his neighborhood. Bob, he's in Penfield. Hey, are you done?
Wait, boat shoe, Bob?
Ryan is in Brighton. When we asked if there were pools in Brighton, he's like, yeah, they're there. They're there over there.
Can't see him.
Alex is in Pittsburgh, and she had a great point that it was an empty threat, which sounds more like an East Side thing than a West Side thing. Ben is in Spencerport, where all threats are fully followed through on. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing. Kimmy?
Spencerport! Yates!
Now we're trying to read her face now every time we go to
that. She knows it, too.
They whining!
Another week, another winner.
Wow.
Damn it.
What?
No, because
I didn't even say anything
when
yet.
It's one of us, you have like a different stupid look on your face than the current stupid look you have on your face.
There's going to be somebody who we really ridicule.
No, there's going to be somebody who's very upset in this room.
Damn it!
Because he has a habit of absolutely destroying the winning pick every week.
I hate Christine.
Because they won it in Greece!
Damn. Who was that?
Christine, the one that we both killed her. Yeah. We both killed her. Yeah. Hey, you're right.
She's stuck by her pick. The land of above ground pools. And no fences.
All right,
she broke it down, man.
Shut up, you were on my side.
It's a passing thought.
Congratulations, Christine.
Yes.
This is Christine's first start.
I think so. Yeah.
Do we have a Christine?
We have a Lori and we have a Jennifer. Those are the only two other ladies on the board.
I like them better than Christine. By the way, we have call waiting or a caller ID, Christine. I could see you trying to call the show right now. I'm not taking your call.
Is she really?
Yeah, I'm looking at it right
now. That's fair. She should be able to gloat.
Be able to stick it to us.
You want Christine to stick it to you?
Yeah.
All right, we'll just take it straight up. Christine, you're live on the air. What do you got to say?
and she
hung up. All right, that was actually a pretty good call. All right, so you're definitely going to save money doing this.
Great.
If you're someone who is going to frequent this place a ton, and as a parent, kids of a certain age, maybe you do frequent this place a ton. What sucks is if you pay for this subscription, your life's going to suck hard. Because no parent wants to be at this place.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. You know, it's almost serendipitous, Tommy.
Well, I don't know what that means.
We were talking earlier this week, last week, about the price of kids in the summertime.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right? And how
the activities.
Yes, your kid is determined to be constantly entertained by you, and everything they want to do is super expensive, and what the hell am I supposed to... What's the appropriate amount of money to spend per kid all summer long? Chuck E. Cheese has heard parents screaming this. And they are now offering a Chuck E. Cheese subscription plan.
Like a cheese pass?
Yes. It's a three-tiered system. So there's the bronze package, which is $7.99 per month. That offers you 40 games every time you show up and 20% off most of their food.
All right.
There is the silver package. That is $11.99 a month. That is 100 games per visit and 30% off food. And then... There's the Chuck E. Cheese Gold Package.
Like the Executive Pass.
You got it. That is $30 a month, and the Gold Pass gives you 250 games every time you go, mm-hmm. and 50% off whatever food you purchase.
50% off?
50% off. And you are allowed to go every day, and each pass entitles up to 6 family members in.
Wait, that sounds like a really good deal just to go eat.
Yeah. No, you're not wrong.
Like, I would get that as an adult just to get a pizza and a beer.
Yeah, okay, so I'm going to...
It's 50% off a pizza and beer.
I'm going to stop you there and encourage you not, as a single man, to go to Chuck E. Cheese to eat and drink.
Good pizza, though.
But you can, though. Do you have to bring... Are you allowed in without a kid?
Yeah, I wouldn't. Especially a guy that looks like you.
Right, what do I look like?
Go get loaded with pizza and beer at the Chuck E. Cheese.
Farm me more.
Wasn't Chuck E. Cheese selling the pizza? I want to say like they were doing like a delivery. No,
so
was
during
it a
COVID,
takeout service?
This was a big scandal. During COVID, they were selling their pizza under like Papa Pepper. It was a different name. They weren't saying Chuck E. Cheese, and people thought it was a new local pizza chain, and they got it and realized it came from Chuck E. Cheese, and people were pissed off. Now,
I remember the pizza being pretty good at that joint.
They have a really good salad bar, too, which sounds stupid, but it's a great salad bar at the Chuck E. Cheese. Look. Yeah. Chuck E. Cheese, in theory, is a great idea because you're right. There's you can get yourself a beer and relax. Mm. You have a nice a variety of food options, more than you think at a Chuck E. Cheese.
And your kids run wild.
Yeah, but what sucks is every other kid is running wild right? Like all the effing time. Mm. And then they had the band that is just playing nonstop songs. Welcome to the Chuck E. Cheese, right? It's ground zero for parent migraines.
Yes.
And proof of that is in all of the videos on YouTube of parent fights at the Chuck E. Cheese. For whatever reason, Chuck E. Cheese seems to breed parental fist fights.
Well, the tempers go way up.
It's nuts. Mm-hmm. So you're right, Tommy. On one hand, if you were to go to Chuck E. Cheese 3 days a week, this thing is an unbelievable deal. But on the other hand, you'd also be inside a Chuck E. Cheese 3 days a week.
So let's say you use it once a week for the entire summer.
All right.
That's still a really good deal. That's 12 trips.
Yeah, I agree with you. I still don't want to be in a Chuck E. Cheese once a week.
Yeah, but if it's the cheaper option.
Bro.
Because they're all going to be with kids. It's going to be mayhem. Right?
No, you'd rather pay a higher price without the chaos. Is that what it comes down to?
But that doesn't exist if the kids are there. The kids are always going to run wild.
No, but I'm saying if you're just doing it to go and eat somewhere, you'd rather just go spend the money somewhere else instead of dealing with the chaos that often.
No, but Tommy is right. I mean, 50% off for 30 bucks, 50% off a large pizza 4 times a week, right? And salad bar or whatever. That's a great freaking deal.
Yeah, that's cheaper than anything you can get.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be inside a Chuck E. Cheese.
There's a trade-off.
Oh, for God's sakes, 4 times. Like,
can you get it all to go?
I don't know what the deal is with this. I don't know if you have to sit and eat. And by the way,
because what do they care? They're moving food.
They're selling this by the year too. Well, I guess the idea would be to try and keep you in there as long as possible.
Buy tokens
They sell this yearly too. The gold package would be $360 a year, and again, that would entitle you to 250 tokens and 50% off food every time you went to the Chuck E. Cheese.
$1 a day.
Yeah, I mean it's less than a dollar a day.
Yeah,
or more.
Yeah,
than
no, it's a little bit.
Yeah,
a little less.
No, more. A little more than a dollar.
A little
day.
More.
Oh, we're so bad at math.
I don't know.
Stupid.
Well, how many days is it in a year?
396 days.
They added some?
What? No, and you bring up like there's chaos at every kid place you go to.
There is.
Yes and no. Some are easier to tolerate than others. For example, there is Adventure Landing or Clubhouse Fun Center.
Those look like they're nuts.
But what's great about those places, there's a break if you do the outside stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are like actual organized activities, I guess.
Right.
Like, I can go outside and play miniature golf, and it's a little bit more calm. I could go and do the batting cages for a little while, and it's a little bit more calm. It's not constant, like, flashing lights. Ding, 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 ding. Because it's a casino. It is a child's casino
Kitty casino.
Yeah, no, it is, right? And I mean, I get the fun of it. Even as an adult, I get sucked in putting the quarters in some of the games and playing. But, like, I'm the kind of person who can only spend X amount of time in a casino before I'm just like overstimulated and I got to get the hell out of there. So when it's kiddie casino, no, I want no part of that.
So miniature golf, go-kart, but those things really get expensive.
They do. You're right. The best economical move in this situation is Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
It's frustrating. Thank God my kids are at a Chuck E. Cheese age, man.
Yeah, what's the cutoff?
I noticed in my family it was about 10,
all right.
I think.
But they don't have any interest in it anymore
either. After that.
Here's the thing. I bet if I told my kids we're going to Chuck E. Cheese, they'd be like, oh, awesome. We're going to
Chuck
E. Cheese.
But your 14-year-old?
Maybe not. I don't know.
No, she's way too cool for that now.
Yeah, you're probably right. Although I do remember as a kid at that age, I wanted to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Because you weren't
really
cool.
I can't
remember. You were not a cool kid, man. You weren't hip.
You know what's sad is, like, as a kid, there was one day you went to Chuck E. Cheese and you never went back.
You didn't know that was your last Chuck E. Cheese trip.
No, the last trip to the ball pit.
You laugh, but it's a sad thing.
Well, no, but for Tommy, every weekend is his trip to the ball pit. I do feel bad for kids these days. I'm going to go old man on you for a second.
Go ahead. Husky hip.
So they closed the Chuck E. Cheese in Henrietta. That's now the Boot Barn. They say you could still smell the pizza. Try real hard. So I believe the last Chuck E. Cheese location in Rochester was in Greece on Ridge Road. But when we were kids, Kimmy, the Ridge Road Chuck E. Cheese was the greatest place on the planet.
Yeah.
Because they had everything. Mm-hmm. They had the full band with, like, the cafeteria area.
Yeah.
They had the ball pit, and it was a huge ball pit. They had the Elvis dog, which would do full shows in a completely separate room.
Hound dog.
Horrifying Elvis dog. That Elvis dog haunts my dreams to this day.
So they used to sell miniature versions of that at Kaufman's around the holidays.
Wait, really? The Elvis Chuck E. Cheese dog?
Yeah.
But the one in Greece, if I'm not mistaken, I'm trying to remember back to my childhood.
Didn't it have like a roller
coaster? It had a train.
That's what it was.
A train, and you could climb a stairwell over the train to get to, like, the skee ball and Papa Shot area. Like, I remember as a child, it was the greatest thing I had ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it's magical.
And I would pay legitimate money to have one more day if I could walk back in there again.
Just to see it.
Yes.
Is it the same way I remember it?
Exactly. Like, I remember...
You can't go back, bro.
What did they say
about the ball pit?
Who says you can't go home? Says Bon Jovi. No, remember they had the movie posters with Chuck E. Cheese in them when you were walking down the long hallway to get in there? Man, I miss that place so much.
Apparently.
I played so much Michael Jackson's Moonwalker and Simpsons Arcade in that place.
You had to be a little bit older.
No, I was... No, because Discovery Zone took over the hot spot after that in Greece.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was not as fun because I was too fat for Discovery Zone. I remember my knees hurting so bad.
Why? From the ball pit?
Well, no, you'd have to crawl through the tubes.
Yeah, he mistook that name.
I already did that joke, stupid.
I don't remember there being like a junk, like a tubes and jungle gym kind of thing.
Not at Chuck E. Cheese. That's what Discovery Zone showed up.
Okay, yes.
So, like, the Discovery Zone opened up in the mall in Greece, and there were two things that really bothered me about the Discovery Zone as a fat kid.
What's that?
One, how quickly I became too big for the tubes.
Yeah.
And two,
you were like a big piece of cholesterol.
Kimmy, you remember that part in the middle of the Discovery Zone where it was like ropes and you could like bungee ropes and you could like climb underneath them, right?
Yeah.
And like, you know, normal weighted kids could jump in there and they could gently lower themselves down. What I found out the hard way was when you weighed a certain amount and you jumped onto those bungee things,
you just fall through.
Or you just came straight down.
And it was like a 20-foot drop. I'm not exaggerating, man.
There are a lot of things you could hurt yourself on in there. Because do you remember the slide, but it was the rollers?
Roll and slide.
Like, that was a terrible idea. You just pinched yourself the whole way down.
I ripped a pair of pants on that roller slide. My pants got caught in the roller slide. Like the rivet
from my
pants.
Some of the rollers didn't work right. I don't know.
Oh, God.
Terrible idea.
But here's the thing. I always wanted to go back. And I would get so sweaty.
Even though the slide bit your ass. Sweaty boy.
Bro, like.
That place had to smell gross.
Yeah. They never cleaned those tubes.
So,
a lot of sticky stuff in there.
Did they have this sweaty, husky kids rolling around in there?
So there's a place in the general region of the greater Rochester area that will remain nameless that bought the tubes from a Discovery Zone.
Ew.
Oh, they moved them?
Yes.
They did a deep clean.
No, well, that's just it. I was unaware that this existed, so I took my kids to this place. It's like a kids' fun place.
Yeah.
And we walked in, and I smelled something. And I go, you know what that smells like?
Mm.
Discovery Zone.
Oh.
And I turned the corner, and it still smelled like 1997 Discovery Zone.
But that doesn't sound good.
No, it's almost like they just took the tubes, put them together, and nobody like wiped anything down.
Oh, God.
So,
all right,
parents, you now have the information that you can buy your subscription to Chuck E. Cheese to save a whole bunch of money.
Go eat.
If you can stomach Chuck E. Cheese twice a week.
Yes.